The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was our Reformation Sunday. We're looking at Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34 again. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. My dear friends in Christ, here the Lord is talking about the old covenant and the new covenant, and the old covenant thinking of Mount Sinai and laws and rules and regulations, and the new covenant, well, that of course thinking about Jesus and everything he's done for us, but there's always only ever been one way for salvation, and that's through Jesus. It's not that in Old Testament times there was a law way. Well, here the Lord further distinguishes between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant when he says, no longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest. Maybe a little bit confusing, but he's saying that under the new covenant, it will no longer be necessary for a man to teach his brother to know the Lord. And that doesn't mean that religious instruction will no longer be necessary, that it will be done away with. Rather, it means that the inward knowledge of divine grace, which was formerly, if you think about it, in Old Testament times, it was only conveyed through mediators such as Moses, the prophets, and the priests. Instead of going through that mediator, it would now be conveyed by the Holy Spirit to all men directly through the gospel message of forgiveness. Oh, just as with the Israelites when they were at Mount Sinai, they couldn't stand to be in the presence of God Almighty, but asked Moses to be their go-between with God. So under the old covenant, access to God and his grace, it was obtained only through mediators like Moses. But in the new covenant, things are a little bit different. We are placed in an immediate relationship with God by the Holy Spirit through the forgiveness of sins that is won for us by Jesus Christ. And now, well, every believer is a priest of God, and we have that close connection with God. Oh, on most occasions when I have purchased a car, I have talked to a salesman with whom I tried to make a deal. But that salesman, usually what he ended up having to do is go to his boss and or manager, and if I'd make an offer, he'd go to the manager, the boss, and see if it was okay, and then he'd come back to me and, well, probably try to offer something different. But because I was always looking for the lowest price I could get, that meant that the salesman was going to have to make many trips back and forth between me and his manager or the boss. And what I usually end up doing is saying, well, if you have no real authority, why don't you just let me talk to your boss or talk to your manager? And, well, they never let you do that, really. Always kind of wanted to just talk to the head man. And perhaps you've done the same thing, wanted to do the same thing. We're talking to someone who had no real authority. But now because Jesus died and paid for our sins, well, what we have is we have direct access to the Father. See, every believer is a priest of God. We don't have to go through a middleman, a mediator. Because of what Jesus has done for us, you and I, we can go to God the Father direct and say, "Our Father who art in heaven." We can go directly to our Heavenly Father, well, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, with all of our problems or troubles, whether they're big or small. So let's take advantage of that direct access that we have to God. Let's regularly, often, and faithfully take whatever concerns or troubles we have, take them to our God, and then trust in Him to take care of them. And then let's also, of course, remember to thank Him for all His care and blessings, since we have that direct access to our God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your holy, precious word so that every heart and mind can know the Lord, our Savior. Thank you for making every believer a priest of God so that we have this direct access to you, so that we can go directly to you in prayer. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.